Welcome back, everyone, to the Our Outdoors portion of your weekend. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. Here we are on a spring-like weekend looking at temperatures near 50 degrees. Feels more like April than late February, so we'll take it. Make sure that you're using this warm weather to get some kids out there on the ice. It may be one of your last opportunities as fast as things seem to be moving with no snow cover. You're going to see things warm up unless we get some sort of drastic change in the weather, but it's not looking like that anytime soon. Maybe a little cool down later next week, but for the most part, we're going to see temperatures in the 30s, 40s, and maybe even scraping some 50s out of it over the next few days. So use that to get a youngster out there and enjoy that ice before it's gone. Or maybe you have those opportunities, you're in a river community where you're under those dams or those stretches beneath them, which open up earlier with those shallow areas dropping into scours where those walleyes hold. Now is the time to get on those pre-spawn fish that may be biting as the water warms, as there's an influx of meltwater and they're finding something to eat. Find those areas, take a kid out once you've isolated where the fish are and what time of day they're biting, and you're certain to have a great time. And again, we've got extra turkey tags out there. Might be a few less as of the recording for this here on the weekend, but we have those opportunities, particularly in western North Dakota. So log on to gf.nd.gov if you're looking for that bird for the spring, because by April and May, we may have all of the walleyes caught and in your freezer, right? We've got these great conditions setting up and a whole lot of fun to be had if they tend to hang around. So hoping for the best there on that front. Those tags are available also for turkeys. Get out there and get one in your wallet. In the meantime, we're thinking conservation. After the break, we're going to talk with Kara Greger of the North Dakota Wildlife Federation about all the great conservation symposia and other events that are going on for NDWF. She's coming up right after this quick break, so please stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everyone. We have a case of early onset spring going on, but that doesn't change how busy things are for the North Dakota Wildlife Federation, keeping tabs on all of our great conservation work. And one of the folks who's been instrumental on that is Kara Greger. She's the North Dakota Wildlife Federation Western North Dakota Conservation Coordinator, and she's here today to talk conservation and all sorts of great activities. Kara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Nick. It's great to be here. And yeah, like you said, it's just a beautiful spring right now.
Yeah. And as we look to the season, how are things looking overall for the state of North Dakota and for the Federation as we come into, I guess, what will be the official season next month?
Yeah. So North Dakota Wildlife Federation, I mean, we're looking really good this spring. Some of the big exciting things going on with North Dakota Wildlife Federation is we have an Outdoor Heritage Fund grant that we have to help support our clubs, our affiliate clubs in the area. This pot of money will help to support our different affiliate groups with different projects like fencing for rotational grazing, cover crops, food plots, pollinator planting, shooting range safety improvements, boat landings, and fishing pier upgrades. This funding will help those groups get those projects done.
Yeah, certainly great to be under that banner and that great funnel that brings some of that money in. Another one of the big programs that NDWF does is a grant funding for youth shooting sports every year. 6-7 teams avail themselves of these. Talk about the process for schools who might be interested in the coming year for getting grants like those.
Yeah, those grants are great opportunities for people. You can go to our website and there's a simple grant application. I mean, it's super simple that you can fill out. You need to be associated with an affiliate club, so make sure you know your affiliate club in the area, which are always good partners. Fill out the form and submit it to the Federation office by June 30th or November 30th, and then our board at the next board meeting can approve that. And these grants are up to $2,500. And the club has to show that there's a 50% match in kind or cash for that grant as well, just like the other grant. This is a one-time grant for trap teams, and it can help to boost your ability to have the clays for your students or the ammo that you need. If there's an improvement you need to do on your range, there's lots of possibilities for this grant, but it's a really simple form. I mean, you can give me a call too if you have any questions. My number is 320-808-4897. Give me a call and I can help walk you through that process.
Absolutely. And it's huge because it connects that successful shooting sports with the outdoors. How does the support of these teams build better hunters and conservationists through NDWF?
Yeah, that's really a good question. It's so much fun working with youth. I've worked with youth through 4-H programs and things like that, and with these trap teams, which is the fastest growing sport out there, which I find so exciting. These students, the mentors, and the coaches, they help teach these kids how to be ethical hunters, and they teach them proper gun safety. So it really gives those students an opportunity to get comfortable with their firearm. So I think this is really a great opportunity to bring those kids into appreciating wildlife, you know, getting them out there. The more they're outdoors, the more they appreciate it and the more they want to protect and save that outdoor heritage.
Absolutely. It's certainly important to make that connection. We're talking with Kara Greger. She's the Western North Dakota Conservation Coordinator for NDWF. On that conservation front, speaking of that, a great symposium is coming up at the start of March regarding some new, or maybe not new, but at least lesser known grazing techniques. What is that program, the dates and times, and how do those new programs help habitat?
So the big thing, you know, a big keyword is regenerative ag. You keep hearing that term all the time. And so on March 5th in Watford City at the district office for NRCS and their soil conservation district, from noon to 3, we're having what we call a grazing logic event. And so this is sponsored by NDWF and North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, the NRCS office and SCD office up there in McKenzie County, and also Pheasants Forever. We'll be showing a video called Soil Carbon Cowboys. And if you haven't heard of this video series, I'd encourage you to look it up online. It really talks about how we need to focus on our soils and making our soil health better, because that helps everything. It helps our whole environment. To have more healthy soils, you get better grasses and vegetation for your wildlife and livestock. One other thing I want to talk about, another event we have coming up is March 19th in Medora at the Billings County Fire Department. Myself and Kelly Kuska from Pheasants Forever will be having a prescribed fire information meeting. And Kelly's going to talk about, she's the North Dakota prescribed fire coordinator for Pheasants Forever, and she's going to present how to conduct a prescribed burn on your property, how to monitor the weather for burn days, and putting in fire breaks for a successful burn. So we're going to have that going on from 5 to 7 on March 19th.
And a lot of folks see fire as bad, but it definitely is a regenerative force, and it certainly makes habitat better. We're wrapping up here with Kara Greger, North Dakota Wildlife Federation, Western North Dakota Conservation Coordinator. North Dakota Wildlife has several dozen affiliates that it works with and addresses their unique issues. What are some of the state efforts you're seeing, and what are the benefits of being part of the umbrella federation?
North Dakota Wildlife Federation, you know, we're made up, we're a grassroots, and we're made up of member clubs. You know, there's wildlife clubs, there's rod and gun clubs. We're pooling together our resources so that our concerns can be heard. A big thing is just being a voice for hunters and anglers at the state level, with the governor's office, with North Dakota Game and Fish. So we represent our clubs to help that we can work together. The other big thing that we can do for affiliate clubs is the grants. We have lots of grants opportunities and always looking to help those clubs to, you know, find the funds to support those important projects that they want to do.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun to be a member. We mentioned the March grazing presentation and the fire prescribed burn presentation, but you got a huge fundraiser coming up at the turn of the calendar into March. That's the Big Spenders Banquet in Valley City. Give folks a preview of that and what it does for the organization.
The Big Spenders Banquet is a great event that's held by our affiliate, the Barnes County Wildlife. They're going to be holding it April 6th at the Eagles Club in Valley City. There's always, so this will be my first one, so I'm really excited to attend. But I hear there's great food, plenty of cold drinks, gun raffles, and they'll even be raffling a side-by-side or a $15,000. The winner can choose to have the $15,000 instead of the side-by-side. And the best part is the proceeds go to support high school trap and archery and youth wildlife scholarships in North Dakota. So that's some of the great things that'll be happening on that April 6th date.
Yep, certainly a busy time, Kara. We appreciate everything that you put into all of these awesome events, especially out west where it's needed most. And most importantly, thanks for being on the show.
Yes, thank you very much. It was great to be here.
Always good to catch up with Kara and the North Dakota Wildlife Federation. Check them out online at northdakotawildlife.org. Join up if you can and see what you can do for habitat conservation and ultimately hunting and angling. And if you do, I'll see you. in our outdoors.